圣诞节的时候，我们总是会很忙。
And sometimes we forget a lot.
很多时候我们就忘掉很多事情。
When Sandy and I were first married, we lived in Davis, California. Well, no. After a while, we lived in Davis, California, and we would drive down to Palo Alto on Christmas Eve to spend Christmas with her family and my father.
他和Sally 结婚不久呢，从这个加州的 Davis 搬到另外那个地方去过圣诞节。
And it was a little crazy.
确实有点疯狂，要驾开车很久。
I have to admit, we weren't ready. We were not ready for Christmas.
他们那时候觉得怎么样？准备好圣诞节。
So, December 24th, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we would drive to Palo Alto, but before going to her parents' house, we would pull into Stanford Shopping Center.
下午3点钟，在12月24号那一天，他们再去那个 Palo Alto, Palo Alto, 这个路上还会在另外一个地方停下来购物。
Yeah, so the Stanford Shopping Center, we would go and buy one or two last Christmas gifts.
在 Stanford Shopping Center, 就是购物中心呢，他们还会采购最后的几件这个圣诞礼物。
And then afterwards, we'd come to the parking lot, open the trunk, pull out Christmas paper, Christmas wrapping paper and tape.
然后呢，要回到这个车里面，打开后备箱，找出那个包装纸，把这个礼物包装起来。
And so here we were.
现在我们就是这样。
Outside.
在外面
on the trunk of my car,
在这个停车场在后备箱旁边
wrapping Christmas gifts,
急急忙忙的包圣诞礼物
and then we would run over to the house and put the Christmas gifts under the Christmas tree,
冲回家里面然后把这礼物放在圣诞树下面
and you know, we thought our lives were very, very busy and we had a lot of things to worry aboutAnd so we would get our gifts for our parents.
所以我们想到我们生活总是会很忙，有很多的事情要照顾。那我们还是要给父母要有圣诞礼物。
And we're so worried about having a good Christmas for the family.
我们特别特别的希望能够给这个家里面有一个很好的圣诞节。
You know what we never really thought about is what kind of Christmas gift were we going to give Jesus?
但是我们常常没有想过说。我们要给主耶稣什么样的圣诞礼物
I mean, think about it. The Christmas tree is full of presents for the children, presents for the mother and father, presents for the grandparents. But where's the present for Jesus?
想想看，圣诞树下这么多礼物，给孩子，给父母，给自己的这个家人，哪一个礼物是给主耶稣的呢？
You know, we want to have a perfect Christmas for the family, butBehind our minds, in our hearts, a lot of things to worry about.
我们想给我们的家有一个完美的圣诞节，可是，在我们的这个脑海里面，实际上有很多担忧的事情。
I don't know what things do you worry about.
我在想，你们在担忧些什么
？I don't know. Do you worry about your children?
我并不太确切，但是你担心自己的孩子吗？
So when they get older, do you worry about their education?
当他们长大一些的时候，会不会担心他们的教育？
Maybe you worry about your job.
也许你在担心自己的工作。
Or the many bills you have to pay.
还有很多你必须要付的账单。
And I've been learning that there comes a point where you start worrying about your parents and their health.
而且我也明白到一个阶段，你可能就开始为你的父母担心了。
You know, so we want to have a perfect family Christmas, but the truth is, we have a lot of worries in our family.
我们想有一个完美的圣诞节，但是实际的情况是说我们有很多的忧虑。
And when we come to church and we come to God, we actually bring our worries.
我们到教会来，实际上我们就来到神的面前，把我们的忧虑带到神面前来。
And actually, this is a good thing.
实际上这是一件非常好的事儿。
And what I mean is, Christmas is about the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我是想说的意思就是，圣诞节是关于我们主耶稣的日子。
And what I believe is that the best gift that we can give to Jesus.
我相信我们能够给主耶稣最好的礼物。
is all of our worries.
就是我们所有的担心。
And then later to become amazed at him.
然后这个就让我们自己都会很吃惊。
So I know this sounds a little crazy, but
听起来好像很让人觉得很疯狂。
Those worries you have in the back of your mind,
在你脑海里面呢，这所有的担忧，
bring them to Jesus.
送给耶稣。
It's the best Christmas gift you can give him.
是你给他最好的礼物。
Okay, so, but to explain this, first we have to read.
好，为了解释这一点呢，首先我们要来看一段。
Okay, so we're going to read Luke.
圣经，路加福音。
And I think we read some of this last night, but let's read it again.
我想我们昨天晚上已经读过一遍，但是我们再来读一次。
Okay. So what it says here is, there were shepherds that were living out in the fields nearby Bethlehem, that is.
这里讲到在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
And like parents, they were keeping watch over their flock.
就像父母那样的，他们这样子看守了自己的羊群。
And then suddenly an angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord, the glory of God, shone all around them.
突然有主的使者出现在他们的眼前，主的荣光在四面照耀着他们。
But look at what they felt.
下面就看一下他们的感受是什么。
Were they happy that God sent his messenger?
他们很开心吗？很高兴吗？有了主的使者突然出现。
No.
不是这样的。
You know, they're worried about their sheep.
他们很担心他们的羊群。
And then God comes, and they're terrified. They're afraid.
然后突然这个神出现了，他们吓得够呛。
Watch what the angel says.
我们看看天使怎么说。
The first thing he says to them is, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news."
天使对他们说，第一件事说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息。
And that good news was going to cause great joy for all the people.
这样一个好消息是给所有的人带来很大的喜乐。
Isn't that interesting? They're afraid, but there's good news.
所以他们很担心，但是这边有好消息。
So that what they say to them, the news is, today, in the town of David, that is Bethlehem, is born to you the Savior.
那这个好消息是什么呢？是说今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
So the Savior is Christ the Lord.
这个救主呢，就是主基督。
And this is the sign that's there for you, is that you're going to go and you're going to find a baby who's wrapped in cloths and he's lying in a manger like an animal.
也告诉他们有个记号，是说他们可以看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里。
I mean, how can this be great news that a baby is going to be lying like an animal?
这是什么样的好消息？一个婴孩躺在这个马槽里面，躺在动物旁边，这是怎么样的好消息？
But it is good news.
但它确实是一个好消息。
And then suddenly it says that there was this great company of heavenly hosts, a lot of angels were out there. They appeared with that angel and they were praising God.
突然出现了很多的天兵天使，那些天兵天使都在赞美神。
So what did they say?
他们说什么呢？
Glory to God in the highest.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And on earth, peace with men who have found God's favor. But you got to understand, it says, who have received the grace of God.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，这所喜悦的人是那些接受了主耶稣的人。
Now, as it continues to go on, it says that there were angels that had left them, or when the angels left them and gone back up into heaven.
我们继续再往下读的时候呢，就可以看到天使就离开他们升天去了。
And they looked at each other, and they said,Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened and see the things that the Lord has spoken about.
他们彼此就说，那我们去伯利恒看看吧，看看这个主要指示给我们的事儿是什么。
So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying like an animal in a manger.
所以他们急急忙忙去了，就寻见了玛利亚和约瑟，还有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And when they had seen them, and of course had gone off, they spread the word to everything about Jesus, this child.
当他们看见的时候，那当然他们就把这个话就传开了，把他们所看见的一切事都告诉其他人。
Now, I want you to notice what it says.
现在我想大家注意一下，这里说的是什么。
These people didn't understand.
这些人并不明白这件事儿。
I mean, really, how can good news come from a baby lying like an animal?
真的来说的话，怎么可能一个好消息是从一个马槽里的婴儿带出来的？
But it says all who heard were amazed at the things that the shepherds told them.
这里讲到玛利亚，她所听到、所看到的一切事情都让她觉得很吃惊，她还反复的思想。
I'm sorry. And what I need you to know is when it's the word, the Greek word for amazed or amazement, which is also the same word that's translated wonder, has two meanings.
那这个希腊文里面的这个表达 amazement 就是惊讶的这样一个词，也是跟 wonder 这个词是同样意思的。我们中文在这里翻译成反复思想。
And so, in the one hand, that word means actually to be amazed at something that has happened. This is amazing, but the other meaning is to be a little confused. So you start to wonder and you start to think, what does this mean?
所以这个词呢有两个方面的含义。一方面呢是觉得这件事情令人很吃惊，令人觉得很惊讶。另外一方面确实也让人有点疑惑，这到底是怎么一回事，所以就不断的思考。
And I think here it actually has both meanings.
我想在这个地方这两个意思，这两层意思都有。
And then it goes on to talk about Mary, who was still very, very confused.
所以这里继续来讲到玛利亚，她非常的实际上疑惑。
And it says that Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart.
所以这里说玛利亚把这一切的事情呢都放在心里面。
So, I mean, this is interesting because she's confused, but it's like a treasure to her, and she puts this treasure of confusion in her heart, and she thinks about them over and over and over again.
这里很有意思的一件事情是说，他其实是很疑惑这些事情，但是他把这件事情很珍视放在心里面，把这个疑惑很珍重的放在心里面。
And then the shepherds, it actually says, they returned back out to the fields, and they were glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
而这里讲到这些牧羊人，他们回去之后呢，把所听见、所看见的一切事情都给其他人讲，他们也归荣耀与神。
And the things that they were amazed about, the things that they had seen, was exactly as it had been told them by the angels.
那他们所看到的事情呢，跟天使告诉他们的事情是完全一样的。
Okay, but you know, before we begin, can I pray before we continue?
那我们先那个祷告一下，再继续我们下面的讲道。
Father God, I pray that you're going to help us to understand your word, and I pray that this morning that you will.Help me to speak your word faithfully and that you will help us to apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Good. Now, as we move on to the next slide, I want to explain some things to you about Americana.
在我们继续下面的讲道之前，我想给你们介绍一些很美国化的一些事情。
And Americana actually refers to things that are very...Sort of traditionally American.
这是一个很传统的一件我们圣诞美国人过圣诞会做的事。
Sort of like 传统的中国文化。
Just like traditional Chinese culture.
Yeah, but our culture is not very old, so you know the things that are Americana, you know, they're not very long ago.
所以我们的历史没有那么长，哦，他们的历史没那么长。所以只有两百多年。
So I'm embarrassed that I don't have 5,000 years of history.
不好意思，我没有五千年的历史。
But we work with what we can.
但是我们有多少，我们就用多少。
But if you want to understand American culture, traditional American culture, you actually have to understand Norman Rockwell.
如果我们真的想要理解美国的文化的话，不得不要了解一下这个人，叫做 Norman Rockwell.
So last night, the other thing I heard.And Shang Sheng was Hong Lou Meng.
昨天晚上我另外一个从相声中学到的东西是《红楼梦》。
But unfortunately, we have to settle for Norman Rockwell.
但不得不，我们先来看看 Norman Rockwell.
And Norman Rockwell, he was very famous in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
那这个人在二十年代、三十年代是非常著名的一个人物。
Right, and so, you know, my grandparents, they loved his paintings, and my father grew up seeing all of his paintings.
我的祖父很喜欢他画的这些画，我的父亲还有这些人成长起来都是很喜欢他的画。
You know, and so he talked a lot about, quote unquote, the ideal Christian, no, not, did I say ideal Christian? No, I'm wrong. The ideal American family.
所以他的很多话都是来描述那种理想的完美的美国家庭。
And when I said Christian family, please forgive me, I didn't mean that.
啊，我刚才这个口误说到这个基督徒的家庭啊，原谅我，我不是那个意思。
It's the American family, the ideal American family.
是美国式的家庭，完美的美国式家庭。
And so, you know, everybody sent Christmas cards to each other with paintings from Norman Rockwell.
每个人送圣诞卡都是由这个很多圣诞卡都是 Norman Rockwell 所画的。
And his style was so unique that everybody could, they could look at it. And even though I'm of a younger generation, I could look at it and I could recognize it right away. This is Norman Rockwell.
他的这个画风非常的独特，每一个人一看到这个就知道是 Norman Rockwell 的作品。
You know, and here he talks about Christmas.
在这个地方，我们看到他画的是这个圣诞节的景象。
And so, you know, you've got the humorous pictures of Santa Claus with the children and, you know, mom and dad putting on the Christmas tree lights.
我们看到很多幽默的这个画哈，就右下角呢是这些孩子们和这个圣诞老人，上面呢是父母们在装点这个圣诞树。
You know, and the ideal family, you know, with 2.5 children, they had three, but you know, the ideal American family is 2.5.
最完美的这个圣诞美国家庭呢应该是 2.5 个孩子，他们有三个。
And so, as we go on to this next slide, I want you to look at the Saturday Evening Post.
然后我们再看下一张是星期六晚上的这个海报。
The Saturday Evening Post was the most popular magazine that every family in America got.
这个周六晚上的画报是大家非常受欢迎的一本杂志。
And people looked forward to Norman Rockwell's paintings.
大家都盼着他的这个作品。
It's a very important part of American Christmas.
这是美国人圣诞节很重要的一个部分。
You know, but look at these paintings. Can you tell me what's missing?
那我们来看这些画的时候，我们觉得能不能发现有什么东西缺失了？
I mean, you know, we've got a Santa.And he's tired, and we've got Santa, and he talks to this little tiny child.
我们这里有看到这个圣诞老人，也看到他跟小孩子说话。
But what's missing?
但是少了什么呢？
You know, and you know, the dog is great. He's got Santa climbing up on top of a ladder, scared to death.
啊，这个狗也很好啊，他把这个爬到梯子上面的圣诞老人都吓坏了。
And, you know, up on top, I'm sure that this is Christmas Eve, and these people have run out, and it's 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and they've gotten all their presents, and they're getting ready to go home.
上面这个家呢，就像我前面那样，跑到这个购物中心，买了很多的礼物，然后要装回家。
You know, they didn't have a car and a trunk to go and wrap their Christmas presents in.
他没有像我那时候有这个车后备箱一块在那抽出纸来包装。
But what's missing?
但是少了什么呢？
What is missing? Do you see it?
有没有看出来?
You see what's missing?
有没有看出来少什么?
What is it? Or who is missing?
或者说少了谁?
You're right.
对了, 少了主耶稣。
主耶稣。Jesus is missing.
耶稣在这些话里面少了。
You know, and that's part of some of the things we're so worried about creating an ideal family.
这就是我们常常很担心能够制造出来一个完美家庭的这种图像。
Sometimes our worries about creating the ideal family sort of squeezes Jesus out of the picture.
那时候我们担心能不能够有这样一个完美家庭的这种心情，让我们遗忘了主耶稣。
No, that's why we have presents for everybody under the tree, except for a present for Jesus.
这是为什么我们放很多在圣诞树上放很多圣诞礼物，但是忘了给主耶稣一份。
So when we come to Christmas, we got to remember what it says here about the birth of a Savior, that there's this great news of joy.
那我们来庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们一定要记得这是一个极大的好消息。
下一个。
Next slide.
Okay, next slide. Yeah, I mean, what does it say here? It says that the angels come and they say there's this great news, this good news.
那这里说什么呢？天使们来说，这是要报给你们极大的好消息。
And this good news brings joy.
这个好消息是给我们带来喜乐。
And the news is that in the town of Bethlehem, Jesus is born.
那这个消息是什么呢？就是在大卫的城里生了救主。
And although there are sheep going ba 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 ba,
虽然在那个野地里面有那些羊ba ba ba的在叫。
And there are moons going moo 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 moo,
还有那个牛在那moo moo moo,
hi ha da da hi ha,
还有驴在那hi hi ha ha hi ha.
It's not about baby Jesus.
但这些都不是关于了这个婴儿耶稣。
It's about Jesus who is our Savior, Jesus who is our Christ the King, and Jesus who is the Lord God.
我们这个一切都应该想到这个圣诞节是诞生了主耶稣基督。
And it's very weird because...The Savior, the Lord, the God, is lying there like an animal in this little tiny manger.
他是我们的救主。很奇怪的一件事是，他躺在那个地方，躺在好像像一个动物一样躺在那个地方。
You know, the way that God works is exactly upside down from how we think.
神工作的这个方式跟我们所想的完全不一样。
You know, we got to remember God thinks upside down than the way we think.
我们要想一想，为什么神的这个方式跟我们不一样
？You know, we gotta slow down and change the way we think.
那我们需要慢下来，改变我们的思考方式。
You know, when we change the way we think and we don't worry so much, God comes and He brings that great news.
那我们如果改变我们的思考方式的时候，我们就不用担心顾虑那么多，神就可以给我们带来好消息。
And I'm telling you, worry is the best thing that you have as a gift for Jesus.
那我再告诉大家一下，忧虑是我们可以给主耶稣最好的礼物。
So as we go on, what I want you to see in the first point, the next slide, is that Christ takes us away from worry.
我们看下面这一章的时候，想让大家明白的一件事是，耶稣把我们的这些忧虑带走。
And this is actually one of the greatest gifts he gives us if we give him his gift.
这就是我们如果给他这个礼物的时候，他给我们最好的礼物。
You know, but the thing is, if we're so worried about creating an ideal family, we become afraid of letting God into our lives. We're afraid of meeting God.
我们在这个担心自己的家庭是否完美的这个过程中间呢，我们有点害怕神进到我们的家里面。
I mean, I want you to notice these are people who believe in God, but they're actually afraid of meeting God.
这些人都是他们，都是神的选民，神的子民，可是他们却害怕见到了神。
You know, why, when we believe in God, are we actually afraid? And I'm telling you, we are all afraid of actually meeting God.
为什么我们相信神，却又害怕见到他呢？我们真的是这样，都很害怕见到他。
Now, you know, look at these shepherds. They're in the field and the angels come around and the glory of the Lord shines. But what are they? They are not afraid. They are terrified.
那我们看到这些牧羊人突然有这个天使出现，荣光出现，他们的表现是怎么样呢？他们不仅仅是害怕，他们简直是恐惧。
You know, God comes to us, but the very first thing God always says to somebody when he meets them is, do not be afraid.
很多时候啊，神或者天使见到人，第一件事情告诉人的是说，不要害怕。
You know, don't be afraid of meeting you. I have good news.
不要害怕，我来见你，要给你好消息。
Christmas is all about fear.
圣诞节都是关于很多的这个担心。
It's actually about fear of meeting God.
是我们害怕见到神。
I mean, you know, just in the chapter before, in chapter 1, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary.
在第一章的时候，这个加百列天使长来见玛利亚的时候。
And look at what it says. She was greatly troubled. Mary was greatly troubled.
这边写到的是什么呢？是说玛利亚因这话非常的惊慌。
I mean, here's the woman that God has chosen, but when God comes to her through the angel, her mind becomes afraid and she becomes troubled and bothered.
这是一个神所选的这样一个童女，但是当神真正见到她的时候呢，她又非常的害怕。
So what's the first thing the angel says?
所以这第一件这个天使说的事是什么呢？
Do not be afraid.
说不要怕。
Now, this is interesting. Do not be afraid, you have found grace.
很有意思，他说不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
I mean, look at what he said to the angels. I'm bringing you good news, do not be afraid.
所以看看这个天使说的是什么呢？我来给你带好消息，但是不要怕。
And then he says to Mary, you found favor with God, so don't be afraid.
然后他对玛利亚继续说，你在神面前蒙恩了，不要害怕。
When the angel came to Joseph,
当天使去见约瑟的时候，
I don't think he was very happy at first.
我想他开始不会是很高兴。
You know, why are people afraid of meeting God?
为什么人见到神的时候都有些害怕呢？
We believe in God, but we're afraid to meet him face to face.
我们相信他，但是我们很怕跟他面对面。
I am.
我是这样的。
Now, I think that there's two reasons.
我想应该有两个原因。
You know, the most obvious is God is absolutely holy.
第一个很明显的是说神是绝对的圣洁。
And we like to think of ourselves as being good people.
但我们会想我们是好人。
But if we see the holy God face to face, we suddenly become aware of the fact that there's actually a lot of sin in our lives, a lot of sin in our minds, and a lot of sin in our heart.
当我们如果见到这个无比圣洁的神的时候，我们突然意识到我们有很多的罪，不光是在我们身上，在我们的心里，在我们的生活之中。
So we're afraid of meeting this absolutely holy God because suddenly we realize there's a lot of sin that we don't know about.
我们怕见到这个圣洁的神，是因为突然我们发现我们的生活中有很多的罪。
Now, I think there's another reason.
我想还有第二个原因。
It's that we're very, very worried about our family, our ideal family.
就是说我们很担心我们这样一个完美的家庭。
Does this make sense to you?
这个对大家来说，觉得说对吗？
It's a little crazy, right?
好像有点疯狂。
You know, I want to show you some more pictures from Norman Rockwell.
那我再看，我们大家再一起来看Norman Rockwell 的几幅画。
Okay, 下一个。There. Now, what Norman Rockwell describes in his paintings is the ideal American family.
他所画的呢是完美的美国家庭。
You know, and it's a family where the kids come home and the little boy has a Christmas present in his hands and he screams out, and Oma, did I say Oma? I'm sorry.Grandma and Grandpa, they come running down the stairs, and everybody's happy. Christmas is a happy time for the family.
小孩子抱着圣诞礼物冲进家里面，高喊着说：“啊，爷爷奶奶，我们有圣诞礼物了！”全家人非常高兴。
You come home and you, Grandpa,
回家就抱着爷爷奶奶。
That's what Christmas is all about.
这就是圣诞节一个热烈的场面。
And I'm telling you, 火鸡 turkey is not only for Thanksgiving. Turkey is what we have for Christmas.
也告诉大家，火鸡不光是感恩节吃的，在圣诞节也是要吃的。
And so the greatest thing in the ideal American family is when mom comes out with this great turkey.
所以这完美的这个圣诞节一定是要有妈妈捧着这个火鸡出来。
By the way, it's not deep fried.
说下来不是深度油炸的哈。
It's roasted.
是烤的。
But you put it on the table, and then all the family sits, and we all have a wonderful time. That's what Christmas is all about.
然后把这火鸡放在桌子上，一家人围坐在桌子，然后我们就有一个很完美的圣诞节了。
You know, in America, we have this image of what the perfect family is like.
在我美国人这个心里面、啊、就有一个这样完美家庭的模式。
And so we love Norman Rockwell because he helps us think about this perfect family.
所以大家都很喜爱 Norman Rockwell, 因为他帮我们保留这样的一个画面。
And we all want people, everybody around us, to think that we have a perfect family.
我们也让我们周围的人以为说我们有了这样的一个完美的家庭。
And we all actually, for 3 days a year,Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, pretend to have a perfect family.
实际上我们是有三个节日都在假装我们有这样一个完美的家庭，一个是感恩节，一个圣诞节，还有一个是复活节。
Now, there's a problem.
这就有问题了。
Nobody has a perfect family.
没有人有完美的家庭。
We want people to think we have a perfect family.
我们想让人以为我们有完美的家庭。
We actually want to think that we have a.
我们也确实想有完美的家庭。
So you know, we in America put up this image.
所以在美国呢，就制造了这样的一幅图画。
You know, we don't use the word face.
我们不用面子这。
We use the word image.
我们用形象这个词。
But it's the same.
但实际上是一样的。
You know, we've got this idea that there's this perfect family, and that's what we want.
这里在我们头脑里面就有一个完美的这样一个图画，是我们想要的。
You know, we come together for Christmas, and the truth is, we come with a lot of worries.
但实际上，我们来过圣诞节的时候，我们心里面都有很多的忧虑。
I mean, did you come to church this morning with some worries?
那今天早上大家来的时候路上或来的时候有没有心中有一些的忧虑和担心呢
I don't know, maybe you have a perfect family.
我不知道也许你有完美的家庭。
Yeah, you know, maybe you don't worry about your children.
也许你不担心你的孩子。
Maybe you don't worry about your job and your money.
也许你不担心你的工作和你的收入。
And maybe you don't worry about a house.
也许你不担心你的房子。
And you don't worry about your own health.
你也不担心自己的健康。
And maybe your family is so perfect that you don't worry about your parents' health.
也许家已经是那么完美了，所以你也不用担心啊，这个你的父母。
If you have no worries, I would like to congratulate you.
如果你没有任何的担心，我真的是要祝贺你了。
And if you have a perfect family, I would like to bow down and worship you.
如果你真是有这样一个完美的家庭的话，我都可能要跪下来向你敬拜了。
好极了
Wonderful.
Wonderful. You know, one of the reasons that we're afraid of God.
我们害怕神的一个原因
You know, the first, God is absolutely holy, and if we meet him, we realize that we are not.
我们见到他的时候，看到他的圣洁，我们就意识到说我们不是这样
You know, and we have this idea aboutwho we are, but if we actually meet God, it sort of shatters that idea.
我们对自己是谁有一个想象，但是我们真的见到神的时候，我们就会站立不住。
But I'm going to tell you, there's a second reason we don't want to meet God.
还有第二个原因是我们不想见神的原因。
The second reason that we are afraid of God is we work really hard to create the perfect family.
第二个原因就是说我们花很多的心思努力地制造出来一个完美家庭的形象。
And we work so hard at trying to make our family perfect that if we meet God, the problem is suddenly we lose control of taking care of our family.
我们花了这么多心思来制造一个完美的家庭，一个问题就是当我们见到神的时候，我们突然意识到啊，我失去了控制。
So,We're afraid of God coming to us at Christmas time or at any time.
我们可能害怕神在圣诞节的时候来到我们中间，或者在任何的时间。
Because we have a lot of worries.
因为我们有很多的忧虑。
And we work so hard at making our lives work that if God comes, we are no longer going to be the Lord of our lives.
我们好不容易把我们的生活平衡住，如果神来到我们中间的话，我们就不是自己生活的主了。
Jesus talked a lot about worry.
主耶稣谈了很多关于忧虑的事情。
So as we go to the next slide, I want to point out some things that Jesus said a little later in the same gospel.
那我们看这一，我们再往下看，我们就看到主耶稣在后面告诉大家说关于了忧虑的一些事。
So with the 12th chapter,where he's dealing with the issues of people worrying about their money in life.
在第十二章的时候呢，他来去讲到了生活中间有人关于对钱财有忧虑的。
You know, there's a man and he's trying to worry about building up and restoring or storing treasures for retirement.
有一个人他在担心建立一个更大的一个仓库，把他所有的这个珍宝都能够存在里面。
And Jesus says, "Do not worry about your life."
啊，耶稣说不要为你的生命忧虑。
That's interesting because you know he's talking about somebody that's trying to be financially responsible for his family, and Jesus' response is, "Don't worry."
这是真的很奇怪的一件事情。对于你承担一家这个收入养生的这样一个人来说，主耶稣对你说不要为这些忧虑。
And then he tells us how weak we actually are by saying.Which one of you can add even 1 hour to your life?
实际上他也告诉我们，实际上我们能做的事情非常少。他说，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Can you do it by worrying?
我们能用忧虑达到这个目的吗？
And of course what he means is worry so that you do things to protect yourself.
当然他是说，担心呢，你那些事情，所以你需要去保护那些事情。
So he goes on and he says, "Do not worry. Why do you worry? Do not be afraid."
他继续是说，你们不要忧虑，不要害怕。
And then he calls us little flock.
他叫我们说，是我们是一群小群。
You know, we're worried about leading our own family, and he comes as the good shepherd to remind us he will take care of us.
我们在为我们自己的家庭担忧的时候，他来提醒我们说，我们是他的羊群。
It's almost as though Jesus is saying, "Don't worry about your life. Give your worries to me, and I will take care of you."
基本上这就是在说，不要为你们的生活忧虑，把你们的生活的忧虑交给我，我会来掌管。
You know, even a little earlier in this book, he says he's talking about the seed that is sowed, which is the word of God.
在这本书路加福音更早的第八章里面，他讲到说种子的问题，像神的道像种子。
The word of God.
神的道就是种子。
It's the good seed.
就是那些好种子。
How does the word die?
那神的道是怎么样死了的呢？
How do you kill God's word in your life?
我们怎么样在自己的生活中把神的话给消灭了呢？
You know, he says,The word of God in your life is choked.
他说这个神的道在我们生活中像是被掐住了，挤住了。
How is God's word choking us to death?
那神的道呢，被我们这个一些思虑钱财淹了呢，所以就挤住了我们。
It says here, we are choked by the worries of life.
我们是被今生的这些忧虑掐死了。
The things that we worry about is choking God's action in our lives.
我们所担心的这些事情竟然把神的道给挤住了。
So again I ask you, what gift are you going to give Jesus for Christmas?
所以我再问大家一下，圣诞节我们要给主耶稣什么礼物？
You know, another part of American culture at Christmas,
另外一部分美国这个圣诞文化
in the next slide is actually something,
在下一页
a song and then children's cartoon,
是一首儿童漫画里面的歌
The Little Drummer Boy,
小鼓手
Now, see here, I gotta point this out. Where are you? Right there, see that little boy?
看这幅图上面有一个小男孩
He's got a drum.
他有个小鼓
You know, he's got a drum.
他有个鼓
And so this little boy, his parents are killed and he's an orphan.
这个孩子呢，他父母已经双亡，他是一个孤儿。
And as an orphan, he's very poor.
那作为一个孤儿，通常都是很贫穷。
And the only thing he has in life is this little tiny drum.
所以他生活中唯一的一个所有的东西就是那个小鼓。
You know, and he loves to play his drum.
他很喜欢敲那个鼓。
And so, remember the Magi?
还记得那些Magi.
The wise men that
东方的博士吗？东方的博士。
So you remember the people with the PhDs?
记得那些有博士学位的人。
You know, the guys with the PhDs that came from Babylon or Persia, you know. But what did they bring?
那他们带来了什么呢？
You know, they all brought a gift, didn't they?
他们来见耶稣时都有礼物。
And they come and they give this gift.
他们把这个礼物给耶稣。
You know, and we think it's to a baby.
这还是给的是一个婴孩。
But if you read the story, he's actually 2 years old.
但如果我们好好读书的话，
he's really 2 years old.
他应该是两岁左右。
But you know, in the ideal story, there is the wise men, and then a lot of people are following the wise men. It's like a parade.
实际上这个故事里面的话是不止这几个博士，应该有很多的随从和他一起。
And they go to baby Jesus.
他们去了这个婴孩，去见婴孩耶稣。
You know, and this is exciting because there's a parade.
这是很令人激动的一件事情，因为这是一个一队人马。
You know, and every parade needs a drummer boy.
那每一个这样的就像一个方阵哈，我们都需要有敲鼓的。
So he goes there, and then he starts to feel ashamed.
所以这个小男孩呢，去的那个过程中间呢，开始觉得有一些羞耻感。
Because those PhDs had really expensive gifts to give him.
因为那些博士有非常昂贵的礼物去给。
And then all these other people had gifts.
其他人都有礼物可以送上。
And every time somebody gave baby Jesus a gift,
每一个人给婴孩耶稣一个礼物的时候，
he started to feel sad because he realized he had nothing to give Jesus.
他就开始觉得难过，他因为他没有任何东西可以给的。
And he started to feel sadder and sadder. What do I give baby Jesus?
他就越来越难过，越来越不安，越来越伤心。我能够给婴孩耶稣什么呢？
And finally he thought, well, I'll give Jesus the only thing I have.
最后他说，那我就把我唯一的东西给耶稣吧。
You know, so at the end he comes and da 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 ba rum ba bum bum. He's beating an eye drum.
然后在接下来他就开始敲鼓。
You know, it's like the sheep. Ba 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 da ba ba ba. Bum 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 ba rum ba dum bum.
就像那些羊在叫一样的，他这样的敲出来很美妙的鼓声。
He's ashamed because he doesn't have anything great to give him, so he gives him the only thing he has.
他不好意思，没有什么东西可以拿得出手，所以他把他这个鼓送上。
And baby Jesus did something.That he did not do to anybody else.
那婴孩耶稣呢，做了一件事，他并没有对其他人这样来做。
You know, it's like he lifts his head, looks at the boy, and smiles.
他抬起头看着这个小男孩，笑了。
He brought nothing but this little ba-dum ba-da-bum bum, but then Jesus was happy.
他什么也没有带，就是这个鼓给敲了这个鼓，但是耶稣很开心。
Now I'm going to tell you something.
现在我们来看看。
You want to make Jesus happy?
我们想让主耶稣开心吗？
Give him all of your worries.
把你的忧虑都卸给他。
Okay, that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
这听起来有点怪，是不是？
You know, but Peter, who followed Jesus, he would later write, he says, cast all your anxieties, throw all of your anxieties on Jesus.
那跟随耶稣的彼得他怎么说呢？他说你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，把所有的就是都扔到神那里去。
And when it says 扔到，
当他这么说 cast,
you know, he's actually talking about prayer.
他实际上是在说祷告。
You know, you take all of your worries, you put them together, and you throw them up into the air by.Speaking them to Jesus, you pray, and you say, you take all of my worries.
我们把所有的这些忧虑把它 都装在一起，通过我们的祷告交给神，交托给神。
And Peter, what he says is, you know, he cares for you.
彼得在这里说什么呢？他说，因为他顾念你们。
Why are you worried about making such a perfect family when you could take all of those worries and throw them up to Jesus in prayer and let him take care of them?
为什么要担心制造出来一个完美家庭的假象，而不把自己的忧虑完完全全交在神的手上呢？
So, you take your 春哦月饼 box.
所以我们用这个月饼盒子。
And you save it.
然后把它攒起来。
Then Christmas comes.
那么到了圣诞节。
You open your box.
打开这个盒子。
And you put in. Oh, I'm worried. What are you worried about, by the way?
把你那些忧虑哪些是你们忧虑的事呢？
What are you worried about? What are you worried about? Okay, you give me your worries, and I will put them in the box.
担心什么呢？不好意思说，那把这些忧虑就放了这个盒子里。
And your worry, you put your worry in the box.
把你所有的忧虑都放进这个盒子。
And you.List all of them, not just one of them, but all of your worries, and you put them into a box.
不是说只列出来一条，是列出你所有的忧虑，都把它写下来，放到这个盒子里去。
You know, and of course, you do this by prayer.
当然了，你是用祷告的这种方式来做。
So you take everything that you're afraid of, everything you're worried about, and you put it into a box.
所以你把你生活中所有的那些忧虑想得起来，都放到这样的盒子里。
And take that box and put a beautiful ribbon on it.
然后把这样的盒子也给它包装精美。
And then you give it to Jesus for Christmas.
然后给耶稣在圣诞节的时候。
Isn't that the greatest gift you can give Jesus for Christmas is all of your worries?
这难道不是在圣诞节给耶稣一个最美好的礼物吗？
Is it?
不是吗？
You know, think about it.
想一想。
You know, it seems like stupid. I want to give Jesus something really good. I want to give him the best car I have. You know, I want to give him one of my houses. I want to give him this. But you're telling me, give him all of your worries?
听起来好像有些愚蠢哈。我想给耶稣最好的东西，我想给他我的汽车，我想给他我的房子，我想给他我的一切。可是现在你要告诉我们，把你的忧虑这样不好的东西给他吗？
But you got to remember, when the angels came, he said, today is born to you.
但是我们要想起来，天使说：“今天为你们生了。”
And he lists three things.
他列出了三件事。
First, he says, Jesus is our Savior.
第一个，他说耶稣是我们的救主。
You know, Savior just means somebody, a deliverer who comes to rescue.
那救主是什么意思呢？就是过来拯救我们的一个人。
Doesn't that mean he comes to rescue?Us from all the things that we're worrying about?
难道不是说他要把我们从所有的忧虑中间拯救出来吗？
And then it says he's Christ.
然后第二个他说到，这是他是基督。
And Christ is the King. He rules over the whole universe.
基督就是王，他掌管整个的宇宙。
So he rules over us, but he also rules over all the circumstances where our worries are located.
他掌管着我们，也掌管着我们所碰到的一切环境。
And any time Jesus is called Lord, the Old Testament background is Yahweh.
任何时候在圣经里面，特别是旧约里面讲到说主的时候，他是在说到耶和华。
So he is Lord, he is the God with power.
所以他是主，他是全能的上帝。
So when you take your box and you put all of your worries and you give it to him,What you are doing is you are recognizing who Jesus is and why he was born.
那我们把这些忧虑包在这个盒子里面给耶稣的时候，我们所做的这件事情就是我们在承认耶稣是谁。
You know, here are all of my worries, Jesus. You are the Savior that's come to rescue me from them. Here are all of my worries, Christ. I recognize that you are the Lord of everything. And here are all of my worries. You are the God with power that can fix them.
那这是我的忧虑，主啊，你是我们的救主，可以拯救我出这些忧虑。你也是王，掌管我的生命，你也是我生命的主，你是一切我生命中任何事情的主宰。
Now I want you to listen to me.
所以，请大家听。
When you take all of your worries and you give them to Jesus for Christmas, I'm going to tell you what you are really giving him.
当我们把这些忧虑都放在这里交给上帝的时候我要告诉你们你会得到什么
When you sit down and you pray day after day after day When you pray week after week And you say Jesus here are my worries Jesus here are my worries Jesus these are the things that I'm worrying about Do you know what you're really doing?
如果你不仅是圣诞节每天每周你都会把你的忧虑这样的交托给神的话 你明白你在做什么吗
What you are really doing is you are sayingJesus, here is my life.
实际上你在做的一件事情就是说神这是我的生命
Isn't that true? I mean, your life is filled with worries.
这是不是真的呢因为我们的生命充满了忧虑
So if you make a commitment day after day to raise all of your worries to God, what you're doing is you're lifting up to Jesus your life and you're saying, Jesus, here is my life.
如果我们真的委身说把这样的忧虑通过祷告交给神的话实际上我们就在把我们的生命完完全全交托给神
so, Jesus has come to take away our worries
耶稣已经来了要带走我们所有的忧虑
That's why he was born
这是他为什么降生
But when you give Jesus your worries you also have to give him one other thing
当我们给耶稣所有的忧虑的时候我们还要给他另外一件事情
Okay, so as we go on to this next slide, I want you to see that we are to go from our worry to worship and wonder.
那我们看下一章的时候，我们就要看到我们从忧虑还要进到敬拜里面来。
So these two chapters tell us, chapter one and chapter two tell us who Jesus is.
这两章呢，就第一章、第二章告诉了我们耶稣是谁。
You know, here it is. Today is born.Savior, Christ, Lord.
今天为你们生了救主、基督还有主。
But then earlier, when the angel came to Mary, he said, "You're going to call his name Jesus."
早些时候天使来见玛利亚的时候，给他说，你要给这个孩子起名叫耶稣。
Now, the word Jesus has a Hebrew meaning.
这个耶稣这个名字呢有一个希伯来的意义
And the Old Testament word for Jesus, who has that name?
那在旧约里面耶稣这个名字是谁在里面有这个名字呢
Joshua, yes!
耶稣也
Yeshua. And do you know his name was changed from Hosea?
那他的名字是从何西阿的名字变来的
And do you know what it means?
那个意思是什么呢
Yeshua, Yesu, it means God saves, God rescues, God delivers.
耶稣雅、耶稣这两个名字都意味着说神是拯救。
So that's who Jesus being born is. He's the God that comes to rescue us.
这就是耶稣来降生，是来拯救我们的。
But this holy child that is sitting like an animal in a feeding bin.
那这样一个圣婴降生在一个马槽里面。
Isn't that weird?
是不是很奇怪
You know, he's called the Son of God.
他却被称为至高者的儿子
You know, you have to have spiritual eyes to be able to realize that this little tiny baby that's lying there like an animal.
我们必须要有属灵的眼睛打开才能看到这样一个小小的婴孩躺在那边像一个动物一样
He's absolute pure holiness.
他是完全的纯粹的圣洁
And he's the son of God
他是神的儿子
You know, so when we come forward in the story to chapter 2 and there's this multitude of heavenly host all of these angels and they are praising God
当我们快进到第二章的时候我们看到有一大队的天兵所有的这些天使都在赞美神
You know, and they say glory to God in the highest
他们说在至高之处荣耀归于神
You're saying glory to God who has sent his son from heaven all the way down here. We praise you, but we're not praising just the God in the heaven, we're praising specifically Jesus Christ.
他们不仅仅是说那个在高天之上的神也是在敬拜所差遣过来在道成肉身的这个耶稣
And then when he says on earth, let there be peace among the men and womenOn whom God has His favor.
然后再说，在地上那些平安归于那些神所喜悦的人。
This peace is not for the whole world.
这样的平安不是给全世界的。
I don't care what the Christmas cards say.
并不是说圣诞卡上那样写的。
You know, in the Greek, when it says peace, on whom he has favor, it's there is peace, shalom peace, wholeness to the people that experience his grace.As Christians.
所以在原文里面这样的一个平安呢是一个很全面的一个完整的一个平安但是它是只归于那些神所喜悦的人
So you have a Christmas gift you give him a praying every day and giving him your worries but you also have to add with his worries praise to him for who he is
所以我们把我们的忧虑都卸给神但是在、我们这样的祷告的时候还要追加 一项就是说我们要赞美他是谁
One of the best things that we can do for God
那我们能为神所做的最好的一件事情
is every day, and I'm serious, every single day
就是每一天我真的是要告诉他每一天
to spend 1 minute in prayer
哪怕只有一分钟在祷告
and you say, Jesus, I believe that you're God
就说耶稣我相信你就是神
Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God
我相信你是神的儿子。
Jesus, I believe that you have come to rescue.
我相信你来是要拯救我。
Jesus, I believe that you have all the power of the whole entire universe.
我相信你有所有的全能，所有的大能。
I believe everything the Bible says about you.
我相信圣经上所有所说的关于你的事。
I praise you and I thank you.
我赞美你，我也感谢你。
You know, 1 minute a day.
哪怕每天只有一分钟
When nobody else is around
所以没有任何人在你旁边
You know, pray between you and God
在你和神之间祷告
God, this is who you say Jesus is and I recognize it and I praise you and I thank you for who you are
神这就是你所说的耶稣是谁基督是谁我承认
You know, because we give to Jesus all of our worries we give our life
因为我们把我们的忧虑都给耶稣的时候我们就把我们的生命给了他
But when we praise God and tell him everything that you say about the Bible is true and I believe these things do you know what you're doing?
当我们在祷告中间向神承认我相信你所说的这些所有事都是真的知道我们在做什么吗
We acknowledge and receive the gift that he gives to us
实际上我们就是说接受了他给我们的一个礼物
So, if you are a Christian, I want you to give Jesus 2 gifts.
所以如果你已经是基督徒，我希望你能够给耶稣两个礼物。
Do you know what those 2 gifts are?
知道这两个礼物是什么吗
？I mean, if you don't know, I am not a very good preacher.
如果他现在还不知道的话，他就不是很好的讲道，可能翻译的也不好。
You know, the first Christmas.
你知道第一个圣诞节
I love him
I love you too
Yeah See, I love to do this with him Number one gift
第一件礼物是什么
Every day spend 2 minutes telling Jesus these are the things that I worry about
Now it's 2 minutes So 每天花两分钟跟神祷告亲近
I thought he would say 10分钟
没有翻译成十分钟、啊、
He's more spiritual than I am
他比我更属灵
I think I'm more realistic
他可能更比较现实
Give 2 minutes Give 3 minutes Give 5 minutes Give an hour to tell Jesus These are all the things I worry about
甚至一个小时把你所有的担心顾虑的事情都交给神
And say Jesus you take care of these
神啊，你来照看这些事情吧。
And let go of them.
然后你就放手。
Stop worrying.
不要再担心了。
Let him worry.
让他去担心。
You stop worrying.
你就停下来。
Easier said than done.
当然说起来容易，做起来难。
But that's the greatest thing we can give him because we give him our life.
但这是我们能够给他最大的事情，因为就是把我们的生命给他。
And the second thing.
第二件事。
Is every day tell Jesus, tell God the Father, tell the Holy Spirit, this is who you are.
就是每一天告诉神，告诉耶稣，告诉圣灵，这就是我所认识的你。
When nobody else is around, when you are alone, whether it be in your mind, whether it be silently on your lips, or loudly on your lips, you tell God who He is.
当没有人在你旁边的时候，不管你是默默无声，还是这个说出声说出来，你告诉神，这就是你，我知道你是谁。
Praise you, God.
赞美你。
Now, one more thing.
还有一件事情。
And this is for.Christians and for non-Christians.
这是对所有基督徒和非基督徒都是一样的。
Okay, so in the next slide, I want to talk about wonder.
下面一页呢，我们要来看一下这个反复思考。
See, and this is giving God your mind.
这就是把我们的心思意念交给神。
And when you wonder with your mind, your heart goes to God too.
当你心里面反复思想的时候，就把我们的心也交给神。
Remember what I said about wonder?
还记不记得刚才关于 wonder 这个词所说的呢？
You know, and the Greek word has the two meanings, right?
那这个希腊这个原文里面这个词是有两个意思。
One, I'm just amazed at how great you are.
一个是说我真的是非常的惊讶，你是多么伟大的一位神。
And the other is,God, I'm just totally confused about what you say.
另外一个方面就是说，神啊，我真的是弄糊涂了。你说的这是什么意思？
I'm so confused, but I want to know and understand.
我是这么样的不明白，但是我确实很想弄清楚。
So, if you do not believe in Jesus,
如果你还没有相信耶稣，
or you kind of a little bit believe in Jesus,
或者你有一点点相信他，
you know, maybe God exists, but I'm not sure.
也许神是存在，但是我不确定。
This is the Christmas gift you should give.
这就是你应该得到一个圣诞节的礼物。
You know, look at what the shepherds do.
看看牧羊人怎么说。
You know, they say, let's go to Bethlehem.
牧羊人说，我们到伯利恒去看看。
No, I don't want to say, let's go to church, but hey, let's go to church.
我并不想说了，到教会来，但是我们来教会看看。
And see this thing that God has talked about.
看看神所说的这些事情。
You know, let's go to church and take that confusion about who Jesus is and think about it.
就是我们需要把这个这些迷惑心里迷惑的事情反复的想一想。
You know, the word spread out and all these people were amazed, but remember, the amazement is, this is a great thing, but it also, I don't understand.
那这些话呢就传开了。记得我们这些传开的时候，这些是很令人吃惊的这些事儿。
And I'm not sure God exists.
但是我还是不相信神存在。
You know, but Mary took all the things that she heard.
玛利亚把这些所有听到的事情。
She didn't understand.
她也不明白。
You know, and she treasured up all of these things.
她把这些事好好的放在心里面。
You know, they're valuable.
觉得非常有价值。
I don't understand, but they're valuable.
我不明白，但是他们一定有很重大的意义。
And then it says, this is very strange. She pondered them, which is something you do with your mind.
然后这边就说到她在一个头脑里面反复的思想。
But, you know, what is all this crazy stuff that the Bible talks about? You ponder them in your mind.
可能这也是你们可以做的，就是圣经上所说的这些很奇怪的事情，到底是什么意思？可以在心里面反复的思想。
Look at where you ponder them.
看看你是在哪里想这些事呢？
It's like you take your brain and you push it down into your heart.
就是把我们的头使劲的压到我们的心里面。
So in my mind, I wonder about who this Jesus is, but you push it down into your heart and you let it touch your heart.
在我们头里面好好的想的时候，使劲的想的时候，就我们想到能够想到我们的心里面。
If you don't believe in Jesus,
如果你不相信耶稣，
if you almost believe in Jesus,
或者你几乎要相信了。
You know, think about it.
想一想。
Now, and when you listen to your Christian friends,
当你听你的基督徒的朋友在说，
and you hear them sing,
你听到他们唱歌，
you know, and you know what they sing, right? You know what I'm going to say, right?
呀，你明白他们所唱的这些歌吧？
这是最美丽的祝福，就是。
The most wonderful blessing is to know Lord Jesus.
You know, you take that in your mind and you think, what are these people talking about? You let it go into your heart.
把这些事情放在你的脑子里面想说这些人在说什么呢？
And then when you see people and they talk about depending on God to help them in their lives,
当你听到或者看到人说他们把自己的生命交给神，
这是最美丽的祝福，就是靠近主耶稣。
Yeah, the most wonderful blessing is to depend on Lord Jesus, to rely on Him.
Let that get into your mind and into your heart, and you start to wonder, what in the world are these people talking about?
让这样的话进到你的头脑里面，进到你的心里面，好好的想一想，他们在说什么呢？
And slowly let it lead your heart towards God.
然后慢慢的让他带着你的心到上帝面前。
Because it's those two little simple truths about knowing Jesus and depending on Him. They are so simple, but they are so wonderful.
就是这样两个很简单的事情，一个是相信他，认识他，另外一个是信靠他，这两件事情是非常的美妙。
When you go home,
当我们回家的时候，
do not forget.
不要忘了。
Open that box.
打开你的圣诞和礼物。
All of your worries.
把你所有的忧虑
telling God who He is,
告诉他他是谁
you put it underneath the Christmas tree,
放到圣诞树的下面
and when Jesus comes to open it up,
当耶稣来打开这个盒子敲门我们在等吗不是
okay, can you give me something to eat? Oh no, I'm too busy, I'm waiting for Jesus.
说啊能够给我点什么吃的吗？对不起，对不起，我在等耶稣呢，太忙了。
Oh, Auntie, let me spend time with you. Oh, go away. I'm waiting for Jesus.
哦，阿姨，给我让我能够待在这边吧。哎，你去吧，我在等耶稣呢。敲门了。
Go see another doctor.
啊，去看那个葛医生吧。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗
？Jesus is the great doctor.
耶稣就是那个最伟大的医生。
You see, he's knocking at your heart.
他是在你的心门外面敲击。
And when he comes and opens that gift,
当他来打开那个圣诞盒礼物
tell him,
告诉他
Jesus, I will every single day in my lips tell you what my worries are and let you take care of them. And every single day on my lips, I will tell you who you are and praise you for that.
每一天我要用我的嘴唇告诉你我的那些忧虑，把它都交给你。我要用我的嘴唇来赞美你，来承认你是谁。
And then we will have a good Christmas.
然后我们会有一个很美的圣诞节。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God in heaven, we do thank you that you sent Jesus into this world.
天父上帝，我们真的感谢你把爱子耶稣赐给我们。
And we confess that we do not understand everything.
我们承认我们并不明白所有的事。
But we promise every day to give you our worries.
但是我们承诺每天把我们的忧虑交给你。
And we promise every day that when we pray to give you our worries,
每一天我们用祷告把这些忧虑卸给你。
We promise every day to praise you with our lips.
我们承诺每天用我们的嘴唇来赞美你。
And we pray and ask that you will fill us with amazement at who you are and what you did.
我们祷告你在我们的心中充满那些惊讶，惊讶于你是谁。
And we do pray, God, that when we look at little baby Jesus,
我们也祷告，当我们看到耶稣婴儿耶稣的时候
，that we will see two things.
我们看到两件事
，Jesus hanging from the cross,
耶稣在十字架上被钉
，and that empty tomb from which you were resurrected.
和那个你已经从死里复活出去的坟墓。
Let our lives be centered on those two things.
让我们的生活在这些事情以这些事为中心。
In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray.
在主耶稣宝贵的名里面祷告。
Amen.
Amen.